From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. If you recognize that music, it could be that you're both a movie buff and a fan of novelist Dan Brown. The music is from the film version of Brown's mega bestseller, The Da Vinci Code. And if you've seen a bestseller list lately, you know that Dan Brown is back, topping the charts again with a new novel, The Lost Symbol. Both books feature the same, somewhat unlikely, central character, an action hero slash academician. He's the heroic symbologist Robert Langdon, played at the movies by Tom Hanks. In the earlier book, Langdon was found decoding ancient legends of the Knights Templar. In The Lost Symbol, he's again tracking the age-old mysteries of an ancient order. This time, it's the Freemasons, a fraternity famous for secret rites and rituals. And in the book, at least, those secrets may threaten dire consequences. The story is set in Washington, D.C., where it's feared that if the true nature of Masonic ceremonies were revealed, along with the names of the powerful men who practiced them, the entire U.S. government might collapse. Of course, writing about Masonic secrets can be a little bit dicey. The only people familiar with them are Masons, and they've sworn to keep them secret. So the rest of us are kept guessing as to how much actual fact might be present in Dan Brown's fiction. For example, do Masons really drink wine from human skulls? But as it happens, there's another wildly popular entertainment, and a much older one, that also deals with the mysterious rites of Freemasonry. And this one's not so grimly portentous as Brown's novel. In fact, it's delightful. Many even call it sublime. It also has the added advantage of having been written by an actual Mason, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart's The Magic Flute is rife with Masonic references, right from the three chords that open its overture, three being a significant Masonic number. And then there are those mysterious ceremonies in Act Two, including the frightening trials of fire and water. Could those be true Masonic ceremonies? Well, the opera was written nearly 220 years ago, and so far, nobody's talking. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Mozart's The Magic Flute in a spirited and evocative production from the 2009 Aix-en-Provence Festival. It features the Academy of Ancient Music, led by Renee Jacobs, with soprano Anna Cristina Coppola in the famous high-wire role of the Queen of the Night.